Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. I don't know what it was that had me kind of go, I'm going to talk about the divine masculine and divine feminine. I don't usually, guys, so like bear with me. I get like, I try not to bring anything that could sound remotely religious to this show. And I get that that term divine masculine can sound very religious or very spiritual. We're going to look at it from a few different perspectives today. And one of the reasons why I'm talking about it is because I had a conversation that that brought stuff up that made me, it made my like inner mama bear get a little bit aggressive. And then I was like, why is this bothering me so much? Like, I need to look at this and kind of explore more around these energies of divine masculine and divine feminine and what's been going on. I seem to just come across a lot of angry people who are just really angry that if they were born with female genitals, that they're angry that somebody might mention that they have divine masculine within them. Like, they're like, no, I don't, I'm a woman. I'm like, okay, but we all have both though. I don't know why it makes them so mad. Do you like my facial expressions? If you're watching on video, this entire show, you might see and hear more looking at my face and eyeballs than you will just listening to my voice. So go right ahead and check out the video too, because A, my hair is super crazy today, and I got a curl that has a mind of its own. It's my birthday. I'm 51 today. I did not do what one of our guests does, where on her birthday, she has as many orgasms that day as it is her birthday. I did not do what her method is, because I did no work done today. And I had work to do. I had clients and I had things to do. So divine masculine. What do you guys even think that is? Why are we talking about it? Well, the divine masculine is part of our makeup, we'll say. Well, it's just like how we are created. And it is an energy that we can bring into our relationships. It is an energy that we can be, that comes into our relationships. It's also an energy that we can bring into our sex lives and our intimacy. So we're going to talk about that, because this is the pleasure zone where we talk about such things. And as I like watch myself on video, it's weird, because last week I realized I thought I was getting cross-eyed. I don't know what's happening to my eyeballs, guys. I'm aging. I'm going to try not to be so cross-eyed as I look at the camera today. But you know, it happens. So that was my sidetrack. And so we're going to be talking about divine masculine, because there was a conversation that annoyed me. And then I needed to like do some inner reflection and some self-reflection. So next week's going to be about the divine feminine. And there is something about those terms, and I hear them all over the place. People use them very willy-nilly. And for some reason, I both see the value in those terms, and I simultaneously have a thing where they irk me. I don't know. So let's discover all that today. And yeah, for those of you who are like, well, if it irks you, why are you talking about it? I talk about things that both irk me and don't irk me, because I think there's value in all of it. And then if we can figure out why something annoys us, sometimes it's something that we're hiding from ourselves, things that we don't want to see in ourselves. And so there we go. So On the Pleasure Zone, we talk about sex and bodies and intimacy and all kinds of great things. And you, the pleasure seekers who sit around and watch or listen to me and have been doing so for over 11 years, I'm so grateful for all of you. And this little rant today, I'd love to hear your opinions on it too. So if you are listening somewhere that you can add comments, I'd love to hear your take and what you have to say about this topic as well. So if we are starting to explore the divine masculine, I think our very first thing that we want to look at is like, how is the world defining divine masculine, right? So the world known as Google defines the world known as Google defines the divine masculine as being something that represents a sacred, energetic, and archetypal force focusing on strength, logic, action and protection rather than being about a specific gender. It's characterized by structure, rationality, and conscious, purposeful action to provide safety and stability. And it works in partnership with the divine feminine, which we will be talking about and exploring next week, which will be technically the day after International Women's Day, but just so fun to talk about. So, action oriented. Divine masculine. Divine masculine is like yang energy. If you look at it from a Chinese medicine perspective, yang, like that active action, protection kind of energy. When I think about it in terms of Star Trek, as I think of most things in life in terms of Star Trek, I think of the divine masculine as being very much like Vulcans. If you put a Vulcan and a Klingon together, this would be like the divine masculine. You get that warrior of, but you also need some benevolence and kindness, which is where I think it's more Vulcan than anything. Otherwise, you're kind of just, if you throw a Vulcan and a Klingon together, you kind of get a Romulan. I know that's sacrilege, but guys, it's kind of like how I see it. So we'll go with that. Yes, for today, I'm going to say that I think the divine masculine is best represented by the logic of the Vulcans and the action and strength of Vulcans as well, because they're considered quite strong. So the divine masculine is essentially Vulcans. And if you don't know Star Trek, I'm sorry about your luck. So, yeah, do I nerd out? Sometimes I nerd out. Honestly, I love Star Trek so much. I've watched every episode of every series of everything that was ever created and every movie that ever went out. So, if that turns you off my show, I'm so sorry. But if it turns you on a little bit more, you're my people. I love that. So, the divine masculine, how do we define it, is can be very personal. And being like making it so personal as to like, how do you define the divine masculine? So to me, the divine masculine is, yes, it is action oriented. And I actually think that in so many ways, my husband is like a great balance between divine masculine and divine feminine. And he shows it on like a daily basis. So he has his action oriented things. He has his logic. He's adorable. He like he will give me, he just like this afternoon gave me this like fantastic list explanation for me so I can see a breakdown of some things that we're trying to create. And he's like, and here's our timelines and here's our pricing. And I'm like, oh my God, I love your nerdiness and I love how it's even printed out. I have my own copy. He has his own copy. It's really cute. So, in keeping with like ha the divine masculine being the logic, the action oriented, and the one who provides safety and stability, I am going to, I'm actually just going to give my husband the like medal of divine masculine honor today because I think he exemplifies it so well. And he also can exemplify aspects of divine feminine as like nurturer, especially when it comes to cats. But mostly he's like the provider and protector, taking care of the security of everyone always. And it comes to him, so it just seems to come to him so naturally. He doesn't have to fight for it. And why I say that is because a lot of A lot of times I think the divine masculine is equated with like the warrior, there can be like a warrior aspect to it, but it doesn't mean that you're just going off and lopping people's heads off willy-nilly for no particular reason. The divine masculine that's in me, I find it's been rising more and more in the last probably decade, maybe more, probably since I was pregnant. I think the divine masculine rises to become provider, especially because at the time I didn't really have somebody who was willing to step into that role. I didn't meet my husband. We didn't get into a relationship until my kid was like 5 or 6. So there wasn't that energy at the beginning. So I was the role of both, divine masculine and divine feminine. And the more we can see these things in ourselves, it's not that we need to divide it. I think it's just an interesting way to look at it, because then we can kind of see where are we out of balance. Are we stepping into those roles so much that it doesn't leave room for the other person to provide that? So the more I was willing to kind of step back from being the sole provider, the sole protector, all of that sort of stuff, the more my husband leaned into that. But he, I think, always had that. I think it was always just who he is. I think that's why I was attracted to him. But he does it in such a way that nobody can really tell, and they just think he's this like quiet guy who builds things, and but in the meantime, everything he's building is like for protection and safety and security. And he's got, yeah, so it, a lot of references I think that I'm going to be sharing to you about my idea of divine masculine are probably reflections on my husband, and also reflections on other men that I know who have been friends or clients who also I think portray divine masculine really well. I've got a couple of uncles on my mom's side, and I think they both have qualities of divine masculine. One definitely has a lot of that. So yes, yeah, so we've got the divine masculine and divine feminine, and how do these invite each other to rise? So as I was saying, the more I stepped into allowing myself to have some divine feminine energies, which we'll talk about next week, the more I could see how my husband was shining as divine masculine. And then I didn't have to so much be in those roles. It's actually way less stressful. I don't know. I still have them. There's still that balance, but it's not definitive, and it's not like segregated in that only one person can have that divine masculine role in this house and only one person has divine feminine. But we definitely invite each other to step into those things in ourselves first, and then we invite the other to be more of that as well. More of the one that we might be lacking in that particular day, or in creating balance. Yeah, so it's like I find that when I was talking earlier about divine masculine, sometimes having that energy of being the warrior, but I see it as like when I say warrior energy, it is that protector energy compared to the maybe the image that sometimes pops is the men who just want to get out their guns and shoot things instead of, finding ways to resolve issues without having to, murder, kill, maim, blame, all those other things that often happen during a struggle or a war. I think anybody who has excellent negotiating skills is far more impressive than somebody that thinks they have to, I don't know, punch somebody in the face or harm them. But if you can outmaneuver with words, then I think that is a masterful piece to bring to the table. And it's, I think, a really great way to see the divine masculine rise in a way that doesn't involve harm, which I think for a long time the divine masculine was something that people were trying to tap into, but only understood it as you're only a man if, you know, if you're going to do Fight Club, or you're only a man if you are willing to box somebody or punch them out or shoot them in the face. Like, no, that's just anger. So I think there's been a lot of confusion between what is actually divine masculine compared to what is unresolved anger. And, you know, there is a lot of unresolved anger, and that's neither masculine nor feminine. It's an emotion that needs to be addressed. And joy also needs to be addressed, guys, because often we don't have it. So if we can address it, then we can have it. But we're also allowed to be angry. It's just what we do with it, right? So it's something that I say a lot on this show is your emotions count, like all your feelings matter, but the way that your actions are not all actions or behaviors are acceptable, but all feelings are valid. Not all behaviors are acceptable or valid. So, you know, throwing somebody against a wall and choking them is not a valid expression of anger. Being angry and saying and being able to put words to it, that is like an amazing form of healing, right? So you can see the divine masculine in somebody when they can express to some of the things where there might have been frustration, but they find resolution as well. So how does... Oh, you know what? I need to go to break because I'm just riffing. So you are listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@milicajelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. So today we're talking about the divine masculine, and that doesn't mean men only. It's not a men only show. And I think it's often misunderstood as the divine masculine is, you know, connected only to somebody who's born AMAB, so assigned male at birth. It is not. It is actually, we have both divine masculine and divine feminine within us. And yes, these terms can be a little bit corny and sometimes a little bit like, we get it. And I'm specifically talking about it because sometimes these terms annoy me. And now I get to, you know, through talking with you guys, I get to therapize myself in front of you, sort of. What I do find is that when I do these shows and I'm riffing, I do come up with a lot of information about myself and about what the topic is, and then it allows me to kind of expand on what I've been sensing and feeling, but maybe I didn't have words to put to it quite yet. And somehow when I talk to you guys, I tap into things. I tap into some other people's thoughts and feelings, and it's like it becomes like banter in my head. And I find it helpful. Yeah. So if you also have a head that likes banter, you can always get yourself a podcast. Come on over to Inspired Choices Network and join us. We're always looking for cool and interesting new people to come and chat on here. I've been on here for 11 years, and I don't even know how or where the ideas keep coming from, but they just keep showing up, and I'm grateful for it. It's always fascinating to me that I have some kind of topic to come up with or something that's inspired me that week or that month, and then I have, a bunch of things to talk about, which is always surprising. Guys, I do have also extra fun, cool news. There may, and there is, a book that I'm going to be bringing out in the very, very near future. So it's coming soon to an Amazon near you. But if you would like to be invited to the big reveal, absolutely, I'd love to have as many people on it as possible. I think the aim is going to be for sometime end of April, beginning of May, maybe something like that. But if you'd love to be invited to the launch party of the book, it's going to be online. And if you just write to me through my website, mealitsayelenich.com, and just send me a little letter like, hey, I'd love to be on your. I'd love to, whatever. I think there's a place there where you can write to me. I can't remember. My website recently got edited, and I can't remember if I have a write to me here. Like, email me now, and just let me know if you'd like to be part of the launch party, and I will add you to the list, and we will get information out closer to the date. All right. Well, that was fun to share. So, what is the divine masculine? What's the divine feminine? Well, we are going to talk about divine feminine more next week, but really they are energies that we embody. And so divine masculine energy in its most healthy expressions would be where there's incredible presence, there's structure, there's protection, devotion, there's direction, there's even things like being a benevolent leader or a conscious leader, a kind leader. All of those things are really great. So why would we actually want to embody these energies? Like, why bring them into our lives? Like, why would you want to have the energy of being a leader? Well, if you happen to be somebody who has a business and you want to be able to be influential, being a conscious leader is helpful. If you have devotion to something, that includes the God of your understanding, your partner, your life, your business, your children, yourself, your health, devotion of many and all kinds is an attractive trait. It's also something that when you embody that, it helps strengthen you as a person. So there's a lot of value in being able to just start to embody even like one of those qualities at a time. You don't have to like embody them all at the same time. And we will talk about again the divine feminine next week. But if we are looking at how do we start to embody both of these? How do we start to embody both the divine feminine and divine masculine? Well, there are certain actions we can take, like the benefits. Let's first talk about some benefits. So one of the benefits that you can have is if you have both the divine masculine and feminine, you're going to have a sense of like wholeness, connectedness. You're not going to be projecting things at people about where you're lacking in your life. So there won't be like fear because you'll feel safe. You feel protected because you've embodied the divine masculine. So you don't have to twist the divine masculine into being somebody who's coming at people aggressively fighting for no reason. You can have that inner wholeness, less projection, more allowance, And then you can have also things like emotional regulation. So you're allowed to have your emotions. Because we always say all emotions are valid, all behaviors are not. So having and being able to express your emotion in a grounded way, taking space. I was recently watching a quick video on Instagram, and I think I saved it. And it talks about there's like a practice in Japan, particularly, where couples will take like 5 minutes or more, sometimes just to get grounded before they have conversation. It's probably part of a lot of the influence they have from Buddhism and Taoism and different religious influences. And it seems to me like it's one of the most grounded ways to approach relationships, so that you're coming at it from being present instead of projecting, and that they only have a conversation when they're calm. Now, I don't think this is 100% across the board, but it is apparently like a growing movement in Japan. And let's have that be a growing movement everywhere. It also helps when you're embodying both these divine masculine and divine feminine, you start to get really clear on what your needs and desires are. And it helps you to be able to create some both targets and definitions of what is acceptable to you and what is not. And then you can also have embodying like the divine. So being able to embody the divine feminine around somebody who's embodying the divine masculine allows you, as the person embodying the divine feminine primarily, will allow you to become softer and gentler and kind of like melt in. I don't really like the word submit unless it's playful. But there is an energy of being in submission, which is more of a, we talk about it as consensual non-consent play, where you're like, you surrender. So yeah, surrender is a better word than submit. Although submit is like, I think the word that is more used religiously. So we're going to go with surrender. And then you allow yourself to be in that space of surrender so that you can receive more and more from the divine masculine and receive more as yourself as divine feminine in that surrender. And it doesn't mean that you have to be a woman with a man. You could be, it doesn't, the genders do not matter. The sex does not matter in this. It's the matter of, can you trust somebody? Are they embodying the divine masculine in such a way that has you trust them that you can surrender? So I'm pretty strong in the divine masculine energy. So I actually need somebody who can be kind and calm in embodying divine masculine so that I can actually feel like I can surrender that. It's interesting because I had this conversation about a year ago with Ziva and Ziva's friends one day on ride, and they like, because they kind of see me, well, as I am told by them, that they could not really see me as somebody who was like sort of submissive in a way. It's like, it's not that I'm necessarily submissive, but I see Mike as being like a bit of the leader in a lot of things in this household. And I see him in the role where he does embody that divine masculine energy a lot. I didn't use those terms at the time, but I do see him as being more the person who takes the leadership role. And the more he does, the more I surrender to that, which is a relief, frankly. So, and it's taken me a while to do that. We've been together almost 13 years. It's practice. I spent the majority of my life being the person who was taking action and who was like the defender of the little guy. And I still get into that, especially sometimes with different things that are going on that could affect many people that I know. We have a scenario like that going on right now in our area, where it could potentially affect millions of people across Ontario, across Canada in general, but then specific project that it could affect a lot of people that I know. They could lose everything they have. And so my mama bear is up, and that divine masculine is rising big time. To the point where I kind of smell musky. I even smell a little manly, I think. It's like the divine masculine comes out of me with like a, like, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I feel it in me, and I think I smell like it. I don't know, nobody's reported to me that I smell like it, but I feel like I smell like it. So there's a yummy thought, right? And it's rising, and it's like when I get into mama bear mode, there's something that happens, and I start to, it helps me to find solutions, and then it helps me to feel like I'm doing my part. But then I also have to be around somebody who's even stronger than me on that, so that I can receive their ideas and then collaborate and continue to create with those new ideas. Otherwise, if I feel like I'm the only one being mama bear and it's on my shoulders, I will lose it and things get ugly. So having as a mama bear position, and like when I get tapping into that divine masculine, I like to be like arm in arm with other people who are in that energy. I'm not a person who goes to war solo. I'm a person who wants to be, if I'm going to go to war, I want to go to war with battalions behind and with, and I don't have to lead it. I just want to be in it. So I used to like leading things. I don't care anymore if I'm the leader. I just want to see the change that's required, be part of it too. So part of embodying both the divine masculine and feminine also invites confidence, and it can have a lot of fun. Like you can have a lot of, I don't know, you, like sub dom play with that too when it comes to sex. So we invite these energies into our lives in general, but specifically we can invite these into the bedroom. And these roles can flip and switch, especially when, if you're into kink play, it can get a lot of fun. So we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. You are listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. I'm your host, Milica Jelinic, and we will be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Before we like go super far into the show, are you guys listening on iTunes by any chance? Because if you are, I would love for you to head over to iTunes, give me a 5-star rating. And so search out The Pleasure Zone, follow, like, love, 5-star rating. All of that's fantastic. If iTunes isn't your thing, but YouTube is, head over to YouTube, find the Inspired Choices Network, find my playlist, love it up, love us up, follow us on YouTube, write comments all over the place. Even if the comments are, even if you can't come up with much to say, the comments help the algorithms, guys, and that's what keeps us going. So we would love, love, love for you guys to keep adding your energy to our creations. So please go like, love, comment, share, not just my show, but any other of the shows that you're finding on Inspired Choices Network. There's lots of great shows on here. So go do that. Appreciate it. All right. We're talking about the divine masculine, the divine feminine. What are we doing here? What are we exploring? How do we explore this in the bedroom? Why would we explore it in the bedroom? How do we, you know, how can these things contribute to our sensual and kinky experiences? So we will talk a lot more about the divine feminine and the sensual kinky experiences next week. But to get an idea of what the divine masculine can bring into your erotic play space, your erotic playground, what the divine masculine can do is it can create like a, so when we talk about safety and protection, the divine masculine is what we, oh, my voice is like, ugh, creates a safe space. So how does that happen? How does the divine masculine create that? So whether you're in your own home and, you know, it could be fundamental things like having the doors locked, the windows closed, blinds shut, privacy. It might be that, it might be. So that's like in a really pragmatic way of creating that space. And then there's the energetic way of creating that safe space container as well, which would be to have certain understandings in place. So certain understandings would be having safe words, having also a conversation beforehand, communication beforehand, consent beforehand. All of those things are part of creating the safe space. So say, for example, if you're a professional dom, a pro dom, it would be your job to have these conversations in advance about creating safe spaces. And then what are the limits? What is the scenario? So knowing information, having the communication, the consent, and the curiosity. Curiosity is quite feminine, but having the consent and the communication opened up is on the side of the divine masculine. So whether you've got a vulva or a penis, or you've got both, and you're the one playing the divine masculine role, you're the one who needs to start the conversation and have that communication, and then also getting consent on things. So seeing as my husband is the divine masculine for so much of so many things, especially around things around the home, building and all the things we need for having the home be safe and all that stuff. And he does a lot of that stuff. I'm the one who takes charge when it comes to, I'm the divine masculine when it comes to sex. So that is my authority. And that's where I come in often with more of a role of dominance. So it's my job to create the safe space. It's my job to give, and I say it as job, it's not an effort. It's just that it comes to me more naturally to create this safe space and to create this scenario or to start the communication and open the lines for conversation on that. And then also having these conversations come up on a regular basis so that you can understand where the boundaries are when it comes to play. Like, how far can you go? What are you going to allow? So setting certain boundaries, like you can do this. Hey, you can absolutely kiss my neck, but do not kiss my big toe. That would actually be, personally, that would be like a boundary for me. I don't really like anything happening with my feet. They are, they're only for me. They're just, my feet are, I don't really like having them touched or anything like that. So setting those clear definitions of what you are okay with and what you're not okay with. And then the divine masculine is also an amazing thing with, is it's like a fire. You got to think about it as, how do you keep that fire going? So how do you keep the intensity and the burn and that energy going? And the divine masculine is there to keep that intensity going with presence. It's also there to keep it going with even just bringing that energy of that fiery energy forward. And you can do that with different ways. You can do that with breath work, actually. You can bring a lot of fire into the body and use that energy during your playtime. And being really clear, too, with, if we look at it as being a leader in the bedroom, then we want to look at it as, how do you lead? Do you lead with clarity, or are you a wishy-washy leader? Are you saying exactly what you desire and require, or are you not really sure? So a really good divine masculine leader is going to lead with a lot of clarity, with clear words, clear understanding, clear communication, definition, things that we all would want to have so that we can feel safe and know what's going on. Especially if you've ever experienced trauma, you will probably want to know what's happening so that you don't feel confused, scared, get flighty, aren't able to actually surrender to sensation. Because if you're feeling flighty, you're not going to surrender to sensation. So when you're with someone who is in that very intense space of presence, you can surrender to sensation. And for me, it takes, and there are moments, and my husband can pull it off, it takes intense presence and intense divine masculine energy rising for me to be able to surrender and be okay with surrendering. And, you know, I've been told many decades ago that I was a control freak in bed. And I was a control freak because I didn't trust the person to be able to be present with me, to be kind, to listen to my limits, to just entrust them. So it takes an immense amount of trust to be able to surrender. And that's when you really get into that space of like a pleasure that it goes beyond an orgasm. It's like your entire body kind of like rearranges itself and allows you, because your nervous system becomes so regulated in ways that you probably had never experienced it. It gives you a whole different levels and layers of experience and feeling. It's like a depth that maybe can often feel foreign when you've experienced especially physical and sexual trauma. So when we look at specifically playing with the divine masculine in kink, that would be where you have things like conscious dominance, where the person who is in the divine masculine has a very mature approach to how they're being dominant. And then there can also be, as a reflection to that, there's the sacred submission. So you have the conscious dominance and the sacred submission. And sacred submission is where you really tap into the divine feminine and feel empowered by the divine feminine. So both of these energies, as much as they can be superficially, when people talk about them, I think it irks me because it sounds, and the energy behind them is very superficial. But for me, when you really tap into it, this is where true healing happens. When you can allow yourself to be in surrender and sacred submission, then there are things that your body will start to unravel. It will have like ripples and unravel. It will let go in places you didn't even know you were holding on, and your mind will let go, and the noise will come out of you, and your breath will increase. I was actually talking to a cousin of mine who does breath work workshops, and she was saying, she's guiding people through just breathing. And she's like, it's amazing how many people, when you're saying breathe in, breathe out, notice your chest rising and falling, that they truly think that their breath is going in and out. And they don't even have any movement in their chest because they're so intensely in need of holding on. And sometimes those group sessions can be a little hard for people to let go because they might have these deep secrets that they're really afraid if they really let go, everything will come out. So for sometimes, if you are looking at how do you learn to surrender, one-on-one can be great for a lot of people. Group can be even better for some people. So it's good to check out different scenarios for you to see in what way can you, you know, become and embody more of either divine masculine or divine feminine. Starting today with divine masculine, if you had to give yourself a percentage of, like, you know, ideally we want 100%, 100% of divine masculine and 100% of divine feminine. Yes, that's 200%, but it's whole. We don't want 50-50. We want 100 and 100. So how much do you figure you are embodying the divine masculine right now? That's just for your own awareness. So we're going to head to the next commercial break. You're listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. I'm your host, Milica Jelinich, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinich, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinich, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinich. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinich.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. I'm your host, Milica Jelinich, and tonight we are talking about embodying, empowering, inviting the divine masculine to rise. So, divine masculine. Before break, I was asking you guys if there was a percentage out of 100%, how much of the divine masculine do you feel that you're embodying? So, you know, maybe it's zero, maybe it's five, maybe it's 100% all the time, but maybe it's very low on the divine feminine. And, you know, we can play with different things to look at how do we invite more of this in and how do we allow somebody else to step into our lives so that they can be that too. If you are predominantly working in divine masculine and you'd really love to be in a relationship with somebody who we'll say would present as masculine, they're going to need to out-masculine you in order for your divine feminine to rise. Does that make sense? So in order for you to actually be able to feel and sense that it's okay to submit or surrender, you'll need somebody who you see and view as more masculine than you and that has more of divine masculine traits. That doesn't mean that they think they're tough, that they fight people, that, you know, that's not going to be it. That might be a false image of divine masculine. And then that becomes disappointing because the chances are they're probably emotionally immature and probably have addictions and things. So then, you know, having to navigate all their stuff in life is going to be exhausting. So find somebody who can be, especially if you've been living most of your life in the divine masculine energy and you're really ready to surrender, find somebody who's more dominant in that energy than you are. And we find, I think, I've had so many conversations with professional DOMs, and so many of them will say, like, the people they work with are in, like, high status jobs that have a lot of stress, and they need to surrender. So they need somebody who's going to be that DOM energy, the divine masculine energy, to step in so that they can have that moment of surrender, so that they can finally have all those energies of that divine feminine be able to just come out momentarily, so that softness can come through, that being able to let go of the stresses, not having to be in control, that sacred submission can happen. And we all have times where we need to experience sacred submission, and that we can allow somebody else to consciously dominate. So when these energies are integrated, then in our sex lives, what can start to happen is that there, instead of having, well, there's always a bit of a power dynamic when it comes to sex. Somebody is usually the leader and there's a follower, but it can become more playful. It can become more centered around personal growth and conscious growth. So, and some people might even take it to a religious level where it becomes like devotional, where sex is something sacred for growth. And then what happens is that you can choose to surrender rather than thinking that you just, you truly surrender rather than give up, which is a little different. Giving up is not really surrendering. Surrendering is a very conscious act of saying, I acknowledge that you have more divine masculine energy than I do right now, and I can surrender to that. So instead of going, well, I'm just fed up, so I give up, it's very different. It's not about giving up. It's about allowing yourself to surrender. And then all the intense energies will probably start to feel more safe than scary. And then there'll also be this place where even things like play, different play thing, like playing in ways that are kinky, like impact play, spanking is another way of referring to impact play, can be far more fun and receive it better because you trust the person. So it becomes safe instead of chaotic or damaging in a way. So I put down a lot of topics to talk about, because I really didn't think I was going to have a lot to say. And then I started talking, and who knew? Luckily, we have the continuation of Divine Feminine for next week. But where I do see things headed towards in the future, and I think we're going to have more and more as we see the rise of the Divine Masculine and more men, we're going to start to see that leadership is going to change. We're going to have more benevolent leaders, leaders who are show more empathy and kindness. We're going to have men who are allowed to have emotions and emotional depth. We're going to have women who can be in positions of power without feeling ashamed of it. There's so many people that I could think of right now that would fall into that category. And so as we start to have more and more of the divine masculine and divine feminine rising, we're going to start to have better sex. We're going to have more playful sex. There's going to be more erotic play, more erotic, like polarized energies to play with in a safe way. And, you know, everybody will have the chance to surrender, to consciously being the leader, but also having that sacred surrender. I do feel like we're moving into some really good times in the future, in my lifetime, especially around gender roles.
Thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinich. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.